So when we're talking about charity, as was pointed out, charity, first of charity is to shun evils as sins against the Lord, or and in another number it talks about shunning evils as sins against the Word. That term is actually used as well. So is what charity involves, removing what obstructs the Lord being more fully present in the natural, as love and wisdom, as good and truth, that's operating there. So in the opening story where it says, the Lord says, for those who didn't give him a drink, depart from me, and welcome those who did into the kingdom. Again, you know, it's just describing in very literal terms the inner process of separating out what is able to move the process forward and what isn't. That's kind of what's going on there. So the reward in the other life that it speaks about really has to do with the form of the natural, that the form the natural has taken. Heaven is not separate from the natural. Heaven is only entered into when what is of the rational, true rational, can be present in the natural. Then you have heaven. So we don't get separated out from our natural. We get separated, our most exterior part becomes quiescent, memory-wise. But the form that it's taken is what reflects back the life or gives us the experience of life. And if that form is not a form that corresponds to what the Word is, then it's not going to reflect back heaven, because the Word is heaven. So that's why this process is so important. The natural begins to get ordered into a form that corresponds to the spiritual or the rational, because if it doesn't, we are always dwelling in the natural, you know, like that's where our level of consciousness is. And when we put off the material, we are in our natural. That's where our life is. So it needs to get sorted out. And that's what this whole process is really, really about. So just right here, it's the form of the natural mind that determines how the life that inflows from the Lord is experienced. It's what determines its quality. Thus, the sensual and corporeal structures, or the outermost levels of the mind, which serve as a base, need to be brought into a correspondence. If it is composed of those things offered by the Word, then that form is heavenly. So, you know, the whole purpose of the Lord coming as the Word is to give us the materials we need for a new form of mind that are of a divine or a celestial origin, not of our own lower rational or reasoning, our proprial reasoning. So the Lord offers us an alternative to what we come up with from the love of self and love of the world.